The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Across the Irish Sea, there's just been a number of by-elections, some mayoralty contests and some council elections. In it, the Tories roundly rejected 600 plus council seats lost. Now, normally when that happens, you would expect that on the other side of the balance, Labour has done well. Not so. 190 nearly councillors lost, and control of one of the councils that Labour was defending also lost, as well as a by-election lost. Adam Bolton is with us. He's, of course, formerly editor-at-large for Sky News, broadcaster and political journalist. Adam, normally in British politics, one succeeds and the other fails. In this instance, it's a story of reform.
That's absolutely right. Good morning to you. Yes, in fact, the Conservatives have fallen so heavily. They lost control of all 18 councils they had, simply because in this particular selection of places in England, it is England only when where there were elections yesterday, they were riding high in the heyday of Boris Johnson. Labour had less far to fall, if I can put it that way. They lost control of the only council they had, as well as losing a by-election in Runcorn, where their MP had to resign after being convicted for punching someone. And in these new mayoralty contests as well, there was very little joy for either of the main parties, because Nigel Farage's Reform UK party, newly founded party, really, wasn't around 4 years ago, absolutely topped the poll. But I think the really significant thing in these elections, apart, of course, from the fact that we're now in multi-party politics with another party on the right claiming votes and indeed topping the poll, is that Labour's share of the vote, less than a year after its general election victory, actually slumped much further even than the Conservatives, who were already in the doldrums and perhaps didn't have much further to fall. And so that creates a great deal of instability in British politics, not because Labour's in any danger of losing its majority in Parliament because the election's not due till 2029, but because clearly the British public, or at least the English public, as far as we can tell, is ready to shop elsewhere so soon after electing a so-called change government.
On this side of the water, Adam, we will often see that in local elections, if they are held midway through a government's term, that they're used as a way to give the sitting government a kicking. You see something of the same in midterms in the US. Is there a possibility that that's what this is, that this is a venting of spleen of the electorate and it may return to the normal pattern at the general? Or would you extrapolate a more significant impact for Labour?
Well, I think for Labour, they would say they have time on their side. Sir Keir Starmer this morning has written in the London Times saying that he wants to go further, faster. And it is true that most of the things which Labour are trying to do, such as building houses and stabilising the economy, it'll take longer than the 9 months they've had so far to get those right. So it's possible things could come back in Labour's direction there. But it has to be said, you don't have to go very far before you find senior Labour politicians disagreeing with each other about the direction which Sir Keir Starmer is taking the party. I mean, the problem is that he is not a very charismatic or inspiring person. And a lot of people feel that beyond management, he doesn't really have an idea of how he wants to transform the country. And then his chancellor has made a number of unforced errors. Labour made a great point of saying they weren't going to put up the main taxes in the general election. And then it wasn't in their manifesto that they were going to cut cold weather payments, for example, or that they were going to put a further squeeze on some benefits. And that was certainly what a lot of campaigners found on the doorstep, that people felt that they had not had an honest proposition from the Conservatives from Labour at the general election, and that, frankly, they or people they knew were worse off.
If that's what they were finding on the doorsteps in respect of Labour, what are they finding in respect of Reform and Nigel Farage? What's the electoral attraction?
Well, Nigel Farage has managed to put immigration at the top of the political agenda particularly talking about the housing of asylum seekers around the country. And it has to be said, he has got the other parties dancing to his tune. He's saying we need to be tougher, we need to deport young men, we need to consider withdrawing from the European Convention on Human Rights. And the other parties are sort of saying, well, we're moving in that direction. They're not choosing to fight him on the emotive issue of immigration, which certainly in some areas of the country has a great deal of appeal. What he's also doing is, because he can, he's an opposition politician. I mean, even what they've elected now with a couple of mayors and an MP, they're not going to be governing anywhere in any great sense. He is basically talking about having a right-wing government socially, but with reform being basically fairly socialist in terms of the benefits which they're saying they would be able to deliver to the public. And so he's offering the best of both worlds. And at the moment, with a certain amount of disillusionment and despair, people seem to be attracted by that. Now, whether that will last, as you say, when we get closer to an election and people contemplate the idea of Nigel Farage as prime minister, I think is very much an open question. I mean, we know that he is one of the best-known people in the country, best-known politicians in the country, but also he's an absolute Marmite figure, a bit, one could say, like Donald Trump. Some people are willing to support his ideas, but others saying in no way could they ever conceive of him or his party getting into power.
Although there again, so was Boris Johnson, and he was electorally hugely successful for some time.
No, I think you put your finger on it absolutely. That really since the departure of Tony Blair and arguably Gordon Brown from the scene, neither of the main parties have had people who were seen as effective leaders, with the exception of David Cameron, who, of course, managed to drive the nation onto the rocks with the Brexit referendum and was always seen as being overprivileged. I mean, there is a big mood of dissatisfaction and resentment across the UK and genuine concern about the cost of living. That is being channeled quite successfully by Reform UK.
And Adam, that's
the atmosphere we're in.
To any extent, is that doubling down on the previous mistake? Because a lot of the problems that Brexit will have led to in terms of economic contraction, in terms of being slightly forced to the edges of a world stage where they might have been more central, is it that that's causing an increase in popularity for one of the people responsible for it, that being Nigel Farage?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, Farage has been brilliant. He has been the dominant UK politician this century. And the way he's done it is by focusing arguably on what was a second order issue as far as public were concerned. First of all, membership of the European Union, basically finding a scapegoat in the European Union. He managed to mobilise discontent on that issue. He's now moved on from that. He doesn't talk much about Brexit. He simply says it hasn't been implemented right. But he's now moved on to this issue of immigration, and particularly the small boats crossing the Channel. I mean, Farage is you know, a clever politician. So long before anyone was talking about the small boats coming off the Channel, Farage was out there with a pair of binoculars off the coast of Kent saying, look, these people are coming in. So he is riding that particular wave, and now he's got other voices coming in. I mean, one of the significant victories was in Lincolnshire, where he already had an MPs. Well, now in Greater Lincolnshire, they've got Dame Andrea Jenkins, a former Conservative minister, as the mayor in that region, and she was openly talking about Britain no longer being a soft touch and running Britain for British people. Now, you know, that's a pretty clear dog whistle along racist lines, but it's one which has appeal, particularly in most areas where white Britons, if you like, are in the majority.
Adam, thank you very much. Adam Bolton, broadcaster and political journalist.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.